I'm Andrew Schneider on 92.1 KRLS here with Sydney Hoyer, a Pella Christian High School senior who is intending to continue her soccer career at Dort. First of all, congratulations, Sydney. What kind of led you to that decision, not only to head up to Northwest Iowa, but to continue playing soccer?
Well, what really drew me to Dort was probably the community, like not just of the team, like with the coaches and the players, but also just like with the teachers and the students all around campus was what led me to Dort. But also, it just kind of felt right because I just love soccer so much, and not getting to play my senior season kind of made me realize how much I love it and I don't want to stop playing. So
we'll talk about that in a second. The circumstances have changed a lot since you and I talked. You were the homecoming queen, obviously having a fun winter, it seemed like, heading into spring break, and a lot has changed since then. I don't think anyone anticipated what had happened in terms of the cancellation of the season and so on. How have you and your classmates been handling the transition, do you think, from all those special moments you did get to have in the winter to obviously now everything being canceled?
I mean, it was a big bummer when we found out that, especially that the season was for sure canceled and we didn't get any of it. But I think just being there for each other and talking out with each other has helped, and also just being thankful for the past 3 years that we did have helps. We had a really good all the past 3 years. So
let's jump back here to Dort for a second. When you think about Dort itself and the soccer program, obviously Kaylee Terpstra played up there. Was she any help in your recruiting, and what were the things you were able to learn about the program through her perhaps?
I mean, when I played with Kaylee in high school, she was always a really big influence and probably made me love the game even more. But whenever I went up to Dort to watch football games or other things, she always encouraged me to go out for the team, and was like really excited about me playing soccer maybe at Dort. So, it made me feel really welcomed, and, she loves it, and she loves the coaches and all of the players. And she told me about that. So that really helped too.
And you have two teammates that have committed to college as well. It'll be Dort's rival Northwestern with both Emma Dunsbergen and Anna Van Zee. How excited are you for them to be going to college, but also to be able to see them every so often throughout the season as a competitor for the first time?
Yeah, it'll definitely be weird to play against them, but I'm also really, really excited to play against them because we've never done that before. So,
well, and what does that say about the growth of the soccer program under Coach Buchheit? Because 5 years ago, there wasn't a team. And now you're sending three players to college, maybe a fourth if Annika Terpstra decides to go as well and join you up at Dort, and many other athletes, too, that are going on to the next level. What has it been like to watch it grow, especially from when you were in eighth grade to where you are now as a senior?
Well, I think it just shows how special we have something going on for PC Soccer and how much we love the game. Like, it's not just like we do something because we have to be in a sport, but we actually really love it, and we love the team and we love the game, and we're all really passionate about it, which is really cool and made us a lot better as a team in high school too.
Well, and what was it like to see maybe even athletes who weren't passionate about soccer have that opportunity and fall in love with the game? What was it like for you to see that happen?
It's really exciting because I love the game so much, and to watch younger players who have never played before come out for the first time and absolutely fall in love with it is really exciting to see.
And how big of an impact has Coach Buchheit and his staff had on you as you've tried to develop at the high school level?
Definitely a big impact. He's been my coach for cross country too. So I've spent a lot of time with Coach Buchheit, and he just has inspired me a lot to work really hard. And I think that will leave a big impact in my life. So
we kind of circle back to the disappointment of this spring and not being able to play, knowing that this season was probably going to be very special for the team. You know, what are the things that you are trying to find the positive linings in or the silver linings in, knowing that you lost a season that was going to be potentially special? And like you said, your class is obviously going through this all together.
Well, just the fact that we're all going through it together, I think helps. And then also we might try to put together something, some tournaments in the summer to play. So that helps us look forward to something in that too. But yeah, just being there for each other has helped, and looking at the positives in the past 3 years.
When I talked to you last, you were the homecoming queen. So that meant your class and your school felt like you were a great representative. How have you been trying to be a leader throughout this whole process, not only just after the cancellation, but when you were waiting for those 4 weeks and trying to, you know, do online learning and all those other things? Were there ways you were trying to be a leader?
Yeah, I think just trying to stay positive and remind the team that, well, when we thought there was still a chance, remind them that there was still a chance and to keep working hard. We made a lot of group chats to encourage a lot of the players who weren't as passionate about the sport to keep practicing and working it out and running. And so I think that probably lifted people's moods too, to just be doing soccer, even if it was by themselves.
And how have you been trying to work through the process of especially knowing that graduation is a month away and you're still trying to do online learning and all that other stuff that's coming along with it?
I think the biggest thing is really just being drawn close to friends and family, because that's really the most important thing. So that's really helped to just be with friends and family and talk to them, and even FaceTiming.
Well, and the soccer season comes up in the fall, so it's going to be a quick turnaround after the summer for you to join the team. What are you looking forward to most, especially now, to being a part of the program and keeping your career going?
I am really just excited to meet the team and grow close with them. Like I said, I really, really love the team, and I love the coaching staff. And Dort just got a new coach, and he's really awesome. So I'm really excited for that and looking forward to making a lot of new connections with people.
That's Sydney Hoyer. She's a Pella Christian senior heading to Dort this fall to play soccer. Sydney, obviously, we're all disappointed we weren't able to get to see you and the team play this year, but very excited to be able to cover your career over the past couple years. All the best to you as you head on to Dort, and we're excited to see what happens up there. Thank you for joining us.
Thank you.